What do you do when the number one team in the country comes to open your new hockey home? Well, you work hard. That's what Bemidji State women's hockey coach Steve Sertich said about the effort of his Beaver squad after yesterday's hard-fought battle.
Well, I thought we played really well in the second period. I thought that was the best period of our game. You know, we scrapped with them and we battled them, and the power play got better as the game went on. I thought we just got down to business and we're playing good hockey.
Augusta comes in, sends a pass over to the side. A big save by Tomchakova. Wow. Totally blocks the shot there by the Lakers. Despite allowing two goals in the first and another two in the third period Friday afternoon against the Mercyhurst Lakers, the Beavers kept up with them every step of the way. The Lakers had been averaging nearly 7 goals per game against their opponents this season, and aside from a loss, BSU held them to 4. And the Lakers sent it all the way down the ice, and Tomchakova could not control the rebound, a shot and a goal, and Mercyhurst takes a 1-0 lead. Megan Augusta with the first goal scored here at the Bemidji Regional Event Center. This Beaver team is a resilient one, and they know how to get back up. Sophomore center Sadie Lundquist tells us what her team needs to do when they hit the ice today.
Coach said we need to respect them, we can't fear them. We just got to come out and work hard again.
For both Bemidji State hockey teams, opening up their brand new hockey home wasn't as easy as they thought. Now they just need to get up, brush off the losses, and get back to business today. Will be the first Beaver team to record a win at the Bemidji Regional Event Center. The Bemidji State women know they have another chance at making history again today. The puck drops in 20 minutes, but first the Budweiser pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network.